الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. وعن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من كانت الآخرة همه جعل الله غناءه في قلبه وجمع له شمله وأتته دنياه وهي راغما، ومن كانت الدنيا همه جعل الله فقره بين عينيه وفرق عليه شمله، وما يؤتيه من الدنيا إلا ما قدر له، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم بما هو أهله. عن رب العلماء الكرام، respected elders, brothers and friends, whatever we do in this dunya, whether good or bad, the ultimate end of it and the result of it is when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is when we will know what worth it was. This meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no ordinary meeting. In this dunya, if we meet people, for example, if somebody has been away from us for a long time, and then we know this person is coming, I'm going to be meeting this person, the excitement, the hype, the preparation, how we go about. We wait for the day, we wait for the time, we will organize the best meal, we will make it such that when the person comes, he must feel happy. We'll have bouquet of flowers. The meeting must be such that it must feel a really happy occasion. His heart must feel so happy, whoever is coming. The person that is entertaining, hosting, his heart must feel so happy. And when they meet, the hugging, the mu'anaka, the holding of one another's hand, the kissing, all that is a happy meeting. On the other hand, another kind of meeting is if a person is convicted of a crime and he needs to become brought forward in front of the judge to pass the final verdict. He is now worried, if I go there, what will happen? Is it going to be an execution? Is it going to be life sentence? So that meeting is also a meeting, but it's a meeting of grief, a meeting of concern, a meeting of worry, a meeting of sorrow. He will wish that that moment don't come, but ultimately it has to come. Likewise, our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also one of a very similar kind. Either it will be a meeting of happiness, or either it's going to be a meeting of grief and sorrow. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a dua to Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says, "O Allah, let Talha meet you on the day of Qiyamah in such a state that, Allah, you are smiling with him and he is smiling with you." What a dua. The dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, "Allahumma jal akhira umri khayra, Allahumma jal khayra umri akhirahu wa khayra amali khawatimahu wa khayra ayyami yawm alqaq." That, oh Allah, make the ending part of my life the best moment of my life, the best part of my life. That is when I need to be closest to you. I need to be feel you. I need to know that, Allah, very soon I'm going to come meet you. And my deed, my last amal that I make, Allah, make that the most beloved and accepted amal in your eyes. That when I make that amal, it must be accepted in your eyes that I've done a good deed and I've come to you. And وَخَيْرَ أَيَّامِ يَوْمَ أَلْقَاكُ. And Allah, the best day of my existence, oh Allah, let it be the day when I come and stand in front of you and you are happy with me. You told me, oh, why I've forgiven you, this Jannah for you. That happiness at that moment is greater than the happiness of Jannah. Because at that moment, a person will really understand what it means to have the happiness of Allah Ta'ala, to have the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, having shown us all this, Allah Ta'ala says very simply, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. That person who desires to meet Allah Ta'ala, that means when he comes, that I want to meet Allah in a good state, I want to meet Allah in a state when Allah is happy with me, where Allah announces my forgiveness, then such a person, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Two very, very important conditions have been laid forward. That person should continue to make good a'mal, amal salih. His whole life he should strive. His namaz should be on time, his tilawat should be on time, his zikr should be there, his akhlaq should be there. Everything that is amal salih, he should try and make it to the best of his ability. And to such an extent that amal karte karte thak jaye, aur thakne ke baad bhi wahi nek amal karte rahe. That you make amal, and so much of nek amal you do that you get tired. And not after you get tired you say, now I need to chill. Now I need to become, I'll take a break. No. After that also you continue to make nek amal. And generally when we make nek amal, or when we do amal as salih, there are two situations. We either do it out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we do it out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both is essential, both are important. Doing amal out of love, our predecessors have sent many, many examples. On one occasion, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, she was washing the dirham and the naris, she was washing the coins, the gold coins. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, oh Aisha, what are you doing? She said, oh Nabi of Allah, I'm washing these gold coins. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why are you doing this? She said, oh Nabi of Allah, you have said that when you give in the path of Allah, you must give that which is clean. These coins have been touched and adulterated with I don't know what. I intend giving them in the path of Allah, let me give it to them clean. That is the attitude. Let me give them clean. Not when somebody comes, give them the leftovers, worst kids. That is not the attitude. When we give, we must give with an open heart. Likewise, when we make our ibadat, we say, you know what, I'd rather make this namaz finish afterwards, it's a burden. Namaz is not a burden. We have looked at it differently. A person that makes namaz, it's not supposed to be a burden, it is supposed to be a namaz of love. A namaz where he knows that I am standing in front of my Allah. How can that become a burden? So one is just to make the ibadat, the amal salih. But one is to make the amal salih with love. With one is to make it with feelings that, oh Allah, I'm doing this for you. I'm making a recitation of the Quran. My minimum is one para at least we should make, as we've heard earlier. But the least is, the heart doesn't feel at ease. I need to recite more. And that is the attitude a person should have, the love. On the other hand, the fear also is just as important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very ghani, very independent. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need any of us in any of our things. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to start thinking of the akhirat, and being Abu Bakr who he was, and he knew he had to present himself for Allah, that's when he said, I wish my mother hadn't given birth to me. I wish I was a blade of grass. I wish I was an ordinary bird. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned regarding him, that when he used to think of the akhirat and qiyamah, he used to say, after my death, rush me to my grave. And he used to put so much of emphasis on it. People used to ask him, but why? Why are you putting so much emphasis? He says, if I have done good and if I am any worth, and if my amal is of any worth, then what do I do in the dirty dunya? I need to go to where I am supposed to be. That is what where the worth is. And on the other hand, if I am not accepted in the court of Allah, then in that case, why do you people want to take my wrath on you? Get rid of me. And then he used to turn and say, oh Allah, have mercy on the hal of Umar. Have mercy on the hal of Umar. Knowing that when I come in front of you, oh Allah, nothing. Whatever I did means nothing. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, we just heard his name a few moments ago, was a great muhaddith. He was regarded as the Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. It is said at any at a given time, he used to have 40,000 students listening to his giving of dars. And there were 1,200 mukaddirs used to transmit his hadith in the crowd. It is written regarding him that just before he passed away from this dunya, he told his students that were standing around his bed that, lower me to the ground. Lower me to the ground. So they were asking now why. He said, no, put me onto the ground. When they put him onto the ground, he held his white beard and he rubbed his cheek on the floor and he says, oh Allah, take mercy on the old age of Umar, of Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Take mercy on the old age of Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Forgive me because of my old age and my weakness and my humbleness. Not even mentioning the khidmat he made of deen, the hadith, nothing. He knew that in the court of Allah, whatever it is, means nothing. If Allah forgives, Allah forgives because of His fadl. Allah forgives because of His karam. And the thing is, I have to meet Allah, I've got to go to Him. It is mentioned regarding a great buzurg that on one occasion, in the time of the Bani Israel, it is mentioned that after he came, was coming home one night from the Ibadat Gah, and as he was coming home, it was a bitterly cold winter night. There was a kitten that was lying on the ground, and it was very cold, it was shivering. He took this kitten, and then he took this kitten home, he covered it, gave it warmth, and he gave it some warm milk. And not long after that, Allah Ta'ala took him away from this dunya. When he came in front of Allah, Allah asked him, what did you bring for me? He said, what can I say? I don't know if my amal is accepted or not accepted. So what is it really that I can present in the court of Allah? So he thought for a moment and he thought, at least I have iman in the oneness of Allah. So let me say, oh Allah, I've got iman. That is the only thing I can tell you. So when he said that, Allah Ta'ala says to him, أَتَذْكُرُ لَيْلَةَ الْلَبَنِ? Have you forgotten the night of the milk? And he realized that, yeah, something is going to go wrong. So he said, ya Allah, what is that? Allah says, one night you had milk and you went to sleep. And after a little while, your tummy started aching. And you said, that milk, because I had milk, my tummy is sore tonight. You forgot it was me who made your tummy sore, not the milk. So is that the kind of iman you come with? He said, ya Allah, I have nothing to present, only your fadl. Allah Ta'ala then says to him that, listen, you remember that one night when you took that kitten away, that kitten made dua for you, that, oh Allah, how this man has comforted me. You comfort him when he comes to you. And because of the comfort of the dua of this kitten, I forgive you today. So this is the reality. Whatever we do, our concern must be akhirat. Irrespective of how much we do, it is never enough. And whatever we do, will never really have the standard and the quality that we need to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the greatest, who is for whom we are living, who's brought us into existence. So a person who has akhirat and who wants to meet Allah Ta'ala, his amal salih must be such that it must have love, it must have the fear of Allah. And then the second condition that is mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. That a person should not assign any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, in this dunya, when we told about deen, we told about the taqazas of deen, we told about our Islam, we are being explained in different ways how important it is. But then we say, no, then who's going to take care of my business, and who's going to take care of this, and who's going to take care of that? And we have so many other excuses. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, the meaning of which is, he says, مَنْ كَانَتْ تِدْ آخِرَةُ هَمَّةُ. A person who makes the akhirat his concern, his fikr, and his worry, that I know I have to stand in front of Allah. The first three great boons Allah Ta'ala gives him, three great bounties Allah Ta'ala gives him. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ خِنَاءَهُ فِي قَلْبِ. Allah Ta'ala makes his heart totally contented with whatever he has. Whatever he has, he is happy with it. He is the king of whatever he has. He doesn't desire for anything more. If he is given whatever he knows, this is my lot, Allah gives him sukoon, itminan, and his heart is contented with it. And the second boon Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَمَعَ لَهُ شَمْلَهُ. Allah Ta'ala organizes all his affairs. Allah takes care of his affairs. It's like whatever he does, the blocks just fit into the puzzle. And then you'll find, but this fellow, everything is just going his way. He is going his way because his concern is akhirah. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَتَتْهُ دُنْيَاهُ وَهِيَ رَاغِمًا. And I will give him dunya in such a manner that the dunya will drag behind him. It will rub its nose in front of him. He will have so much that he will not even feel, okay, Allah, I've got so much. I really, this is only your bounty and your fuzzle. On the other hand, if a person, مَنْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا هَمَّهُ, who makes the dunya his concern and his worry, morning and evening he runs behind dunya, dunya, dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, in that condition, what Allah Ta'ala? جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Allah will make poverty stay him between his two eyes. It will look like as if everything is going to lose. That worry to my house, my wealth, my this, my that. It will be concerned, fitter, 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 whole time. That I'm going to become poor. If I'm going to become poor, what's going to happen? How are my children going to live? How are they going to worry? He worries of his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. He worries of all unnecessary concerns and all that Allah Ta'ala puts in his heart. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلَ. Allah Ta'ala puts him in total disarray with his affairs. His things never work out. He will say, I try to fix this up and there's another hole. I try to fix this up and there's another hole. He'll run from corner to corner, pillar to post. Nothing will come right. Ultimately in the end, out of frustration, he will then throw himself. Sometimes people go and they commit kufr, people go and they commit suicide. Why? Because his concern is only dunya, dunya. So Allah leads him to the dunya. Go, do as you want. And then lastly Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَتَتْهُ دُنْيَاهُ وَمَا يُؤْتِيهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ. No matter how much he runs from morning to evening, but I will only give him that what I have destined for him. Not a cent more, not a cent less. So the fikr of ours, of akhirat, is of primary importance, primary concern, that we have to stand in front of Allah. And if our whole day and our routine is worked in such a way that everything we do is to please Allah, to for that meeting of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will sort this dunya things out for us. And the thing that Allah Ta'ala says, that you should not make shirk with Allah Ta'ala in your amal. Now shirk, in very simple words, very quickly, is of two kinds. One is major shirk, shirk jali, where a person ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where sometimes you find even people who are reciters of the kalima, sometimes they go and they make sajda to the grave. Sometimes they ask people who are deceased and they make dua to them. But a very few in number, but there are people who ascribe partners to Allah. Thus, such people's ibadat has got no place in the eyes of Allah. Then there are those who don't make shirk a jali, who make shirk a khafi. That means they love Allah, but with the love of Allah, they have the love of dunya as well. And unfortunately, all of us fall in that category. When it comes on an occasion in a family, like a wedding, and we know there are so many things going to happen which are fair share is there, we will still attend, no matter. We'll make our 5-10 namaz, we'll make our zikr, we'll make our dua, everything we'll do. But we'll attend. Why? Why we attend? You know what? Rishtadar hai. It's my relative, mustn't feel bad. I have to keep the relation. That is what is very dangerous to us. When it comes, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. When it comes to the situation where you've got to draw the line, we must draw the line. This love must only have nothing but the love of Allah in a person's heart. Ibn Atta al-Qandari, a great alim of Misr, on one occasion said, فَرَّقَ قَلْبَكَ مِنَ الْأَغْيَارِ. In this kitab al-Hikam, which is a very, very important kitab regarding many wise advices on tasawwuf, etc. He says, free your heart from that which is ghairullah. Take your heart away from that. Cut away from it. The benefit of it is, يَمْلَأُهُ اللَّهُ بِالْمَعَارِفِ وَالْأَسْرَارِ. Allah Ta'ala will fill that heart with such recognition of Allah and such secrets of Allah which you would have never experienced before. Hazrat Thani rahimahullah mentioned, it is mentioned regarding him that when Khaja Madzub rahimahullah made that couplet and he composed that couplet, okay, which we even make in our dhikr, okay, dil se rukhsat ho gayi har tamanna. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, it was such a couplet that if I had the istita'at, if I had the means, I would have given him 100,000 rupees in reward for that. And that was a time when people used to earn 2 rupees, 1 rupee, 2, 3 rupees they used to earn. What he actually was saying, he said, "Oh Allah, now my heart is free from everything else. I have taken all souls out of this heart. Up to aja, khalwat ho gayi. Oh Allah, now you come in my heart. Now my heart is only empty for you." And once that heart is filled with Allah, then a person sees nothing but Allah. His dunya, his akhirat, his morning, his day, his business, his relations, everything his concern is Allah. Why? Because his fikr is that tomorrow I will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we come to the khanka, our Hazrat Daman Barakatuhum, and all the mashayikh of deen instill one thing, that whatever we do, remember tomorrow we have to stand in front of Allah. And we need to worry that how is my meeting going to be with my Allah. So for that meeting to be a happy meeting, to a pleasant meeting, to a meeting where we can go and Allah Ta'ala can say, "I'm happy with you," we have to make the effort where we make amal salih and we take the love of dunya out of our hearts. May Allah give myself and each one of all of us the tawfiq and the understanding of benefiting from all these majalis. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.